The pasuk in Parashas Lech Lecha says Lech Lecha. Hashem tells Avram, Lech Lecha, go down to be Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Canaan. Vagadcha Shemecha. I will make your name famous. I will make your name great. And the famous Rashi says, like, what do you mean, make your name great? So even though it's Lech Lecha, even though you'll be traveling, and the derech of traveling is to mamayit, is to take away greatness, because if you're always on the road, you don't have time to do things. That Rashi writes, the tendency is people who travel don't become famous, don't become Bagad Lech Shemecha. Nevertheless, in your case, Lech Lecha, you go, and I will make sure of it. So the kasha they all ask on Rashi is, what do you mean? That's not the way it works today, that the people who travel, go all around the world, those are the people who are famous. Well, we know right now we're in the midst of a presidential election. So the president, at least one, is going around every day. He's in Arizona, Florida, Nevada, every day somewhere else and throughout. So it seems to us that the more you go out, the more you're well known, especially now with social media and everything else. Then there was no technology, so what do you mean? So what does Rashi mean? That normally traveling takes away from becoming famous? Nevertheless, so what's spelled the Agadu HaShemecha? So some of Farshim point out, no, Agadu HaShemecha, that what does the word Gadol mean? That based on Chazal, they say the Gadol means not a famous person, a giving person. Someone who tends to be kind and generous. And how do we know? If you go back to the Chumash, when is the first time the word Gadol is used? So in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tezayin, Es HaMa'or HaGadol. Or the Ma'or HaKata, Ma'or HaGadol is the sun. The sun which is the biggest giver in the world. It's known, and it's parenthetical, I think it's in Eben Ezra. It talks about, you know, Ma'or HaKatan, and then the stars. So I think the Eben Ezra asks, like, why is the moon considered the Ma'or HaKatan, and the stars are much bigger than the moon? So how come we consider the moon the Ma'or HaKatan? It's an illuminary as opposed to the stars. So the Eben Ezra explains is because how do you define Gadol? How do you define someone giving light? It's true the stars are much bigger, but they're so far away, they do very little giving to the earth. So very people benefit. Maybe the moon, before the advent of electricity and light, you go outside. And how did they find out? When do you know when Seitz HaKochavim is? Is you went out to the country where there's no lights and you figure out when the stars come out. You see, but when the moon's out in the place, the moon sheds a lot of light. So we see Gadol means to give. In fact, as we now see by the Isha HaShunamis in Malachim Beis, Perek Dalet Pasuches, it says, Sham Isha Gedola. It talks about Isha HaShunamis. What do you mean, Isha HaGedola? So it means she was a very generous and kind person. Doesn't mean she was a big person. So therefore, it says, Vagadcha Shemecha. So obviously, if you travel, you're not home. It's hard to do Hachnasas Orchim. It's even hard to do Bikur Cholim. It's hard to have people over giving a shir. It's hard to develop relationships and help people when you're traveling. So that's what the Torah is telling. By Moshe Rabbeinu and by Avram Avinu, it's Agadah Shemecha. Vagam, and by Moshe, Vagam, Ish Moshe Gadol Miod. That he was a caring and giving person. That type of greatness, that's someone who's not a traveler. In other words, that's what we find as well, that by this Kashan of Mepharshim is by Noach. Noach spent a long time, 120 years, building the Teva, but he was on the Teva for a year. why did God destroy the world and leave Noah, his kids, and the animals, whatever he left on the ark? Why did he need an ark set up? So the many answers, but the Mefarshim answer, because according to some Mefarshim, is what was lacking in Noah, because it says, by Noah, it says he was Noah ish tzaddik tamim. He was a tzaddik tamim. The Gemara in Sanhedrin said tzaddik tamim, tzaddik ben adam l'makon, tamim ben adam l'chaveiro. The Shaila is right before he goes into the Mabo, he's just known as a tzaddik. He was only ben adam l'makon. So what did he have to work on? His ben adam l'chaveiro. So his whole time in the ark, I think they asked Shame, how was it in the ark? He said, awful. Every 24 hours a day, we didn't get a moment to sleep. We had to go feed the animals. They eat at different times. They bite us. They complain about the food. So the whole purpose of the ark was to turn Noach and his family into givers, into working on the Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. As we say, V'olam Chesed Yibane. So therefore, God wanted to rebuild the world. Noach, too, after the flood. So therefore, he wanted to make sure the world began on Chesed. So therefore, he had to go through that whole act of Chesed. And in fact, that's what Rav Dessler's, the famous question they ask is, or observation they make is, in a normal relationship, parents love the kids love the parents. Yet, we know parents love the parents love the kids more. Why? So some want to say, because that was the original, Maisa Bereishis, Sheishu Mei Bereishis, that Adam, he had kids, but didn't have parents. So therefore, it's built into the Teva that Adam couldn't love his natural parents. He didn't have any, but he did love his kids. Now, as Rav Dessler points out, is because, no, you don't, I mean, you might, on a certain level, you don't give to people because you care about them. Maybe on a certain level you do. He said the ultimate giving is you give to people, so therefore you create the concept of feeling for them. In other words, giving, it's the giving that creates the feelings, the love. Like from Ava and Hav, to give in the word love is loving is giving, not taking if you're a giver. And therefore, that's why parents love their children more, because kids say, give me this, give me that, and the parents are always the givers, especially the Yiddish mama. So therefore, that's the pshat. That's someone who's gadol. So for Noah to start the world, he had to become a giver. So that's what we see. I got to call Shemecha, if you're always on the road and traveling and you're in a different hotel every night, motel, staying at some, it's hard to be a giver. And therefore, that was the promise to Avram and Moshe. And nevertheless, even though you're always going to be on the road traveling, V'agadecha Shemecha, or by Moshe, Gama Ish Moshe, Gadol Miyod. And that's the Pshah, V'agadecha Shemecha.